So Piff was perhaps not quite as good as I was expecting. Maybe I was expecting a little bit too much. It was very good. It was definitely had the showmanship down. But as Kev was just saying, not quite enough content for an hour show.
Hang on, the lesson is not to try and record an audio boo when you're eating curry at the Moss Kitchen. I'll be with you in a few minutes.
Okay, let's try. No. I'm really close to the castle now, so the fireworks are happening. I'll get back to you. Okay, this Piff review is starting to run into Marcus Breestock. If I don't get it sorted, finished soon, we're going to go in for the next show. That's my fault, of course, for booking far too much stuff. We're here now in an incredibly long queue, which people are telling us is for Marcus Breestock, but are also telling us is for Jim Jefferies, and it's hella long. So hopefully, when we get there to the door of the Assembly Hall, it will get us in the right direction. So, back to Piff. So, yes, very good, but just not quite enough really amazing tricks to really think of it as a great magic show. Reasonably good as a comedy show, and certainly personality-wise, he sold the whole thing to the audience. It's very, very good, but could have been better, I would say. Speak to you after Marcus.